This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
This is Well, Well, Well. Sex, health and well-being in our LGBTI communities.
Presented by Joy sponsor VAC, the Victorian AIDS Council.
This is Well, 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 and I'm Cal and joined by Liam. And Liam, it's been 5 weeks?
5 weeks.
5 weeks.
This is the fifth week.
Of our marriage equality series, and I'm proud to say I'm ready. I'm ready to say that we're sort of wrapping up marriage equality here and transitioning as, you know, things are continuing, the survey is going on, but
we've hit that sort of midpoint. There's still like a month to go, but most people have returned their surveys by this time. It's starting to get a little bit tiring, I think.
So anyhow, we're moving on with it.
Yeah.
Look, on Well, 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 we do talk all things health, sex, and well-being. And tonight's episode is about, looking at that self-care guide that we started the whole series with. We're looking at that element about being social and taking time out.
Yeah.
And so that's it. We're looking at events. October is actually chock full of events. Spring is here. Melbourne's already seen some of that great weather coming through. With the sporting events happening this past weekend, people were in sort of a good mood. And
yeah, it was a great weekend. And the weather's getting nice.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we are talking about how you can take time out, get out there, be social, be amongst your friends, and some great LGBTI events happening throughout October. So we're going to be speaking to various organizers. So Toy to the World creator Matt Jowett. We'll be talking to Brett Lesham from the Northside Bazaar, which is coming up.
Yep.
Huge event for both Joy and VAC and the Laird.
We'll be talking to our very own Renee.
Yes, Renee will be joining us briefly.
Briefly.
She's keeping very busy amongst it all.
And we'll also be speaking to Tom Hodgson from Ballarat Frolic Festival.
So I picture that as a interpretive dance or a lot of skipping. Very Hills Are Alive.
Yeah, I bet it'll be a gay old time.
Yeah. Wow, I see what you did there.
Yeah,
I think we are officially losing our minds after a series of marriage equality. It is all happening this week on Well, Well, Well. And we are definitely want to hear from people. So especially on Facebook. So we'll be doing a post at the end of the show. And as we, you know, I think as we've been reflecting on this and talking about the shows and planning them out, we're kind of going, you know what, there's a lot of health stuff out there that we haven't tackled that we've kind of put on hold. And I think after the show tonight, we're ready to kind of take that on.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of great programming happening throughout the week on Joy. So there's, I think this week is the week of, yes, 94.9. And, but yeah, we want to hear from you guys as Well, Well, Well continues on throughout the month. What health issues you want to hear from, head over to Facebook, facebook.com/VAC.org.au, and look for the Well, Well, Well post and feel free to comment about what you want to hear about when it comes to the health and well-being of our LGBTI communities. So up next, we're going to be talking to Toy to the World's Matt Jowett. You're listening to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
Looking after the health and well-being of the LGBTI community. This is Well, 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 Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Well, Well, Well here on Joy 94.9. I'm Cal, and I'm joined in the studio with my co-hosts Liam and Renee, and now we have on the phone the event manager for Toy to the World, Matt Jowett. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm good. How are you?
We're doing very well, thank you.
Yeah, now, fantastic.
We're talking today on Well, Well, Well about all the things that you can be doing, you know, looking forward to the month ahead, getting active, getting out there and being social. Toy to the World, this is actually not the first Toy to the World, is it?
No, it's not. So Toy to the World is a project that I started in 2010. It's kind of part art exhibition, part art competition, and part fundraiser auction for the VAC.
Now, the event itself, I suppose, is a little bit complicated here because the event, in a way, has already started, hasn't it?
Yeah, so the event has sort of multiple phases to it, and it kicked off a couple of months ago at Section 8 Container Bar in the CBD.
Yep.
Basically with a day where a whole lot of artists come along and collect a plain white vinyl toy bear. And they all get the same white bear as a canvas, and then they sort of take them away and work on them for a period of a couple of months and transform them into a one-of-a-kind handmade artwork from there.
So for anybody who's hearing this sort of the first time, these toy bears, like how big are they? And we're not talking like teddy bears. These are like more like dolls or statues. Like what's the kind of make of them?
Yeah. So they're a hard plastic bear, but they're kind of like a little sculpture, I guess. And they're various sizes. So there are some smaller ones that are about 5 inches, and then there are a 10-inch and a 5-inch as well.
My, they do vary in sizes. Very good. And do people, so is it just paint? Is that what people are doing? Is just painting them? Are they bedazzling them? How's it work?
It's really up to the artist how they want to customize them. And we get a range of artists. Over the years, we've had between 80 to 150 artists every time that the projects run, and they come from throughout Victoria, interstate, and increasingly overseas as well. And the artist backgrounds vary greatly, from people who are graphic designers to people who, we have a milliner this year.
Oh, so it's a bear hat.
people work with all kinds of different materials and processes. So people are sculpting, people are like adding clay bits to them. Some of the bears come back and are changed into sculptures that you can barely recognize as a bear anymore.
Okay.
Whereas others are just like beautiful paint jobs that people do on top of the plain flat bear.
Okay, so now the event itself, now the second phase of the event, what's that?
Yeah, so the second phase of the event, probably the more exciting part of the event for your listeners anyway, it's the part of the project where the public really gets to kind of engage with the project and with the artists and the artwork. It's basically the exhibition and auction phase. So it's actually coming up to our opening night in just over a week, actually.
So what's the opening night of that?
We have an opening night at Art Boy Gallery in Paran. It's just on Greville Street, right near the train station there. Basically, on the Wednesday, the 11th of October, from 6 p.m., we'll have all entries. We'll collect all the entries back from all of the artists and put them on display for a very limited show at Art Boy Gallery. It's only 4 days for the actual show.
So that's Wednesday through the Saturday?
Wednesday through to Saturday, okay. Correct, yeah. So yeah, opening night's Wednesday. Obviously, that's the best time to come along. We have a bar set up there, and we'll have some beers and some wines from Moondog Brewery and Pizzini Wine. So you can come along, have a drink, check out some artwork. We'll have a live DJ, so there's some great tunes. And that runs for a few hours from 6 o'clock till about 9:30.
And people can bid on the bears there on the night, or when does the actual auction start?
The auction part actually runs for 2 weeks from that opening date for another 2 weeks, and it happens through an app that plugs into Facebook. So it's kind of like eBay, but it sits within our Facebook page, the Toy to the World Project Facebook page.
Okay.
So, people can go to our Facebook page. There's a little tab sort of where the events and about and the other sort of info tabs are that just says fundraising auction, and it'll have all of the entries there. People can bid there, and it works like any other thing on Facebook. Like, once you put a bid in, if you get outbid, you get a notification. So it's really simple, really easy to use. I think, you know, Facebook's so integrated into our day-to-day lives, it's nice to be able to use that platform for the auction.
I have to say, I've been really impressed with the fundraiser, because you guys also did some crowdfunding to get yourself up and going, and now you're using this element, which sounds very easy to use, but still very technologically advanced. And so I guess at the end of the day, with the fundraiser, who will be benefiting from this?
Yeah, so the profits of the auction are donated to the Victorian AIDS Council, and we've done that with the last four projects, which I believe has raised about $10,000 over the last four projects.
That's amazing. And how many entries will you have this year?
Sorry, this is the fourth project.
Yeah, and how many bears are you expecting this year?
We have 120 artists, and some of them have one bear, some of them have two. So some of them will get two bears at that day that was a couple of months ago, and they'll combine them into one entry. So it's a bit hard to say, but somewhere between 120 and 150, I think.
All right. Well, it sounds like a pretty interesting lineup. Even the two bears, one entry sounds like a great option here. So Wednesday, October 11th is the opening night of it, 6 p.m. at Art Boy Gallery in Paran. Matt, thank you so much for joining us on Well, Well, Well here on Joy 94.9.
This is Well, 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 presented by Joy sponsor VAC.
You're listening to Well, Well, Well here on Joy 94.9, and we are talking about how you can get out there, get active, get social amongst it, because there are plenty of events happening this October. I'm Cal. I'm joined in the studio by my co-host Liam and the lovely Renee from the Well, Well, Well team. You're making sort of a guest cameo this week, and you are being run off your feet.
Somewhat, yes. Except, you know what? I'm so passionate about all this marriage equality stuff. We're just going to get it done and make it happen. We've got this.
And this, in this episode this week, is really about almost sort of that marriage equality transition, because we've been doing a lot of stuff. We're a bit inundated, and, you know, we're kind of moving on to sort of the next thing. It's not getting on with our life, so to speak, because we've got a while to go. But we're, you know, getting active and getting out there, because it can be a bit much if it's all marriage equality all the time.
Yep. And I'm Irish. I'm a party girl, and I'm going to do what I do best, and I'm going to make everyone have a good time.
Well, then now I want to hear about Yas Queen or Yas Party.
Yas Party, Yas Queen, whatever you want to call it. It's just all about the Yas and the good times. Yeah, so I'm sure you've all seen it online because everybody's going nuts for Yas Party. We've had quite a lot of interest, lots of people clicking attending, and lots of people buying tickets. So basically, the party's happening on the 13th of October. That's a Friday night from 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. Party on. And it's at one of Melbourne's most queer venues these days, Chasers, where Poof Diff happens.
Yes, there we go.
Yeah, so basically, all of the people who are performing on the night are donating their time.
Which is amazing.
Which is phenomenal. And also, the guys from Barber Party are partnering with us to help produce this huge event. So it's going to be two floors of craziness. We've got everything from R&B, chick rappers, to like drag performers and live music. Something for everyone, dolls.
And did I hear the concept is sort of that it's like a big sort of rainbow hens slash bucks slash...
That's exactly what it is.
So it's going to be loose.
Yeah. We were in a very serious meeting about marriage equality, and I said, we're going to need to do a fundraiser, let's brainstorm some themes. And one of the directors said, well, you know, it's gonna have to be a hens and bucks night, joking around.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's pretty much the best thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, we jumped on that pretty quickly.
Oh, we jumped on that so quick. And I think at a time like this, when everything is so serious and so heavy, let's make absolute fun of what marriage really means. And let's go, hey, well, it's our turn to have a crazy, ridiculous, over-the-top hens and bucks party. And I cannot wait to see the outfits. I can't wait to see people dragging up hens and bucks. Because, I mean, it's basically drag already, right?
In a way, yeah. Look, yeah. It's over the top. It's camp. It's caricatures.
Yeah. I'm hoping for lots of spray tans and lots of fake penises. I've already brought some of my props. I'm just saying it's going to be epic.
And so that is happening on Friday, the 13th of October. Friday the 13th.
I know.
Ooh, spooky. Oh,
there's going to be some Halloween realness as well, I feel. But
and you did mention it's a fundraiser, though.
It is a fundraiser. So everything raised on the night is going towards marriage equality. So it's really got a huge lineup. There's something for everyone. And if you're one of those people that just likes wearing your slippers and drinking tea, but you want to help anyway, we've actually got Can't Come tickets. So you can buy a ticket that will go towards the cause, even though you don't plan on coming. So no excuses not to get involved, really.
So where should people be heading online?
So tickets are available on the Eventbrite website. The link is yaspartymelbourne.eventbrite.com.au.
Okay.
And we also have a bit of a competition for our listeners today. I'm feeling generous.
Surprise.
Ooh, well, dolls. If you don't follow us on Instagram already, you can find us at vac.org.au. And I've just posted a couple of pretty trashy hen party and bucks party pictures. If you can go on there and comment under that picture, only using emoji, of what you think your queer hens and bucks night might look like.
Okay, so you've given some initial inspiration.
Yes.
And you're encouraging a bit more.
Yeah, I want people to only express themselves through emoji to tell me what their queer hens and bucks night might look like.
Okay.
And we will judge the winners from there. We've got two double passes to give out. So
that's very generous, two double passes. Mm-hmm. And so when will people find out? Or how will they find out if they're the big winner?
They will find out if they're the big winner because I will DM them on Instagram.
Oh,
actually, you know what? I'll probably publicly announce them. Okay. But we'll give people a few days and then we'll pick a winner.
All right. Well, it's very exciting. So Yas Party, Friday the 13th of October, 9 p.m. Chasers, also known as Poof Diff. And you can also head to the VAC website if you missed any of those details and go to the events calendar.
It's all on our website. Tickets are only $20. Come.
You'll also be able to find any of the links we've just mentioned on the Well 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 page, joy.org.au/wellwellwell.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Renee. We're going to let you get back to it.
Yes, queens.
Hang in there, champion, as you're crushing through these events this month.
I love you all.
All right. Thanks so much. You're listening to Well 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 here on Joy 94.9.
For sexual health, mental health, and your overall well-being, this is Well 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 on Joy 94.9.
You are listening to Well 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 here on Joy 94.9. I'm Cal. I'm joined with my co-host Liam, and we are talking about events coming up throughout the month of October to keep you active and social as our community is carrying on in the face of a lot of things. And we're now on the phone with Tom Hodgson, who's one of the people behind the Ballarat Frolic Festival. How are you, Tom?
Good, thanks. How are you guys?
Yeah, going really well. Now, first of all, Tom, I have to say, I was checking out the event website, and is it Ballarations? Ballarations? What do you call a native of Ballarat? I saw it for the first time. I was like, that is an amazing word.
I reckon people go with, that's a good question, Ballaradians, mostly. Definitely more than one opinion.
Okay, so I stuffed it up fully, no matter what I thought it was. Okay, very good.
I think I've always said Ballaradians.
Ballaradians.
Yeah.
All right.
Ratters, even.
And so the Ballaradians have come together this year to have the Ballarat Frolic Festival. And this is a new thing, yeah?
Yeah, right. So it's absolutely new. We haven't had anything like this before in Ballarat. It's going to be really exciting in that way. It's kind of a growing city, so we really feel it's about time.
Fantastic. So what's the, I guess, what is different about this Frolic Festival? What makes it a Frolic Festival? Is this group skipping?
It'll be spring. It's kind of frolicky.
Yes,
kind
fair
warm,
enough.
Sunny. It's sort of fun and joyous and a celebration. It's like queer arts and community coming together. It's regional Victorian. I don't know. We feel like it's something worth frolicking about.
Okay. And is there a bit of movement there? I think I heard is there a bush dance involved?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, absolutely. So that would be Saturday night of the 7th. That's their first weekend. So it goes over two weekends.
So that's coming up.
We have a bush dance. Sorry?
That's coming up. That's this weekend.
Yeah, that's this Saturday. Yeah. I know. I've been very busy. It's been very fun. So that's this Saturday. Yeah, we've got a bush dance. We've got like a bluegrass band. They're doing gender-neutral partner calling, which is kind of like that do-si-do, take your partner by the hand kind of thing.
Awesome.
Which is going to be really fun.
Very good.
We're doing it in a beautiful barn near town, and there's buses kind of running out there, so it's part of the ticket price. And then there's a big after party for that, and the Sunday has kind of like a cruisy afternoon event at a local bar with food trucks in a laneway. Like, yeah, it's going to be really fun.
Now, is this Saturday the kickoff, or does it start sooner than that? Because you said it's 2 weekends.
Well,
yeah,
it actually starts Friday night. We have a writer's talk, but we kind of think of Saturday as a big kickoff because it's the big event.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how did this whole Frolic Festival come about?
Yeah, so obviously Daylesford's really nearby, and they've had a queer festival for a while, and we're actually really good friends with some of the people in Chill Out, and they've really helped us out a lot. And we've often kind of felt like it's really wonderful Daylesford has what we have, but we kind of feel that Ballarat should have something too. And we've, you know, Daylesford's obviously Chill Out's in autumn, so other time of the year we're not really competing with them. We're off, yeah. And last year we had a ball, which was really fantastic, and it was a big success. And we thought, look, we can get 300 people in a room for a ball. We can run a festival. This would be great. A small committee, not-for-profit, volunteer-run, got together, and we've made this. And the city of Ballarat's kindly chipped in a very large amount of money to help us out, which is fantastic.
I guess wondering from that too, because we've been talking about marriage equality. This is sort of our show as we kind of wrap up our marriage equality package. But has that kind of given this festival or the extra boost that you guys have needed to kind of get this off the ground in a bigger way?
Yeah, look, it has been in a way a convenient time with the vote. We've seen a really, really strong amount of community support come forward. We already had in the works the funding from the council, so that was already happening. But we've had the business community really come out. I personally hand-delivered, like, hundreds of posters over the last couple of weeks, and every business I went into was just like, oh, yeah, we love this issue. Like, oh, yeah, we want to put it in the window, you know? Like, it's been a really rewarding way for the community to kind of acknowledge their support, I mean, alongside a yes poster, to put up a Frolic Festival poster.
Have you been surprised with some of the reception that you're finding there in Ballarat? I mean, when you think regional, you don't necessarily think the most open and tolerant sort of place, but have you been surprised with the amount that people have been supportive?
Yeah, I think that's a fair call. I think regional Victoria gets that kind of a rap. In some ways it's historic and people remember a worse time, but in some ways it's fair today, even that regional Victoria can be a tougher place. I mean, it shows in the statistics, a tougher place for a queer person to grow up. which is something we want to change. You know, it's partly why we have the festival. We want that visibility. And no, it's been a surprise. It's been an eye-opener for me even, and I've always been really positive in Ballarat, and I've always been, you know, really proud of like, how out our community is. But I've found that the support has just been, like, amazing. Like, it's been better than I thought.
And I guess I'd wonder, Callaghan here asking, have you had any opposition at all, or if most people, if they're, you know, in opposition, are they kind of quiet?
Yeah, like, I mean, along the lines of the yes-no vote, the council wanted to put together a proposal to support the yes vote, and it was very narrowly blocked by councillors who felt that it wasn't their place to have a say, which we don't agree with, but that's their call.
Okay.
It was... That's it. I mean, it hasn't really affected... In a way, the festival stands distinct from that while we openly support marriage equality and, you know, are happy to assist in that campaign. It's not... That's probably it. We haven't seen anything else in that regard, which has been really, really good.
Just back to the lineup of the festival. You've mentioned the bush dance, and we've mentioned the ball. What else can we expect from the Frolic Festival?
Yeah, well, like I mentioned, it's over 2 weekends. So we've got through the week a few other events. We've got like there's a show that's like a trivia show run by a couple of local performers. It's really funny. It's called The Price Is Wrong. We have a film night where we'll be showing a couple of film and a documentary, a screening. And we have, on the following weekend, we have a creepy karaoke night, which is kind of like Friday the 13th. So it's like Halloween-themed karaoke where everyone's going to dress up, which is pretty fun.
I wonder how many times we're going to hear Monster Mash.
I know, right? I was trying to think, like, okay, how many creepy karaoke songs do I know? we've got someone running it, Lance Boyle, who's like a drag king who's worked in Dalesford for a really long time, and they're absolutely fantastic. And Gabriella DeLucci, a drag queen. And they've been doing this for a long time, so I think they'll probably make a pretty thorough playlist. I don't think it'll be just Monster Mash.
It sounds like there's a pretty full-on lineup, and if people want to get details about this, should they be heading to a website? Where should they be getting tickets from?
Absolutely. Look, and now's a great time, because we still have early bird tickets, and we still have a rainbow ticket, which is one that covers the whole event. You buy a single ticket, and you get the whole thing. So that's frolicfestival.org, and it's everything's there. It's just a full system. You know, you can contact me, you can buy tickets, you can... find out more about any of the events that we have over both weekends. And the other thing, I mean, we're only an hour and a half from Melbourne, and there's really good accommodation up here, really well priced. So we'd love to see the Melbourne community come up. It'd be amazing.
Awesome. Well, Tom, thank you so much, and hopefully some people make it out there for Ballarat. It is happening this weekend, kicking off on, I guess, the Saturday officially there, 7th of October, and really going until about the Sunday the 15th or Saturday the 14th.
That's correct, yeah.
Fantastic. Frolicfestival.org. Thank you so much, Tom. Hopefully some people get out there and get amongst it with the other Ballaratians. Did I get it correct?
Yes.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Tom. This is Well on Joy 94.9. I'm Cal. I'm joined with my co-host Liam. And as we continue the conversation about ways you can be getting out there, being active, and getting yourself amongst the community, looking forward at a few events, we're taking it forward to Northside Bazaar, an annual event held every year at the Laird Hotel. And from the Laird Hotel, we have Brett Lasham. How are you?
Hey, good, thank you.
Brett, it's very good to have you back on Well again.
Great to be back again.
It's a nice annual catch-up with you. And I guess, yeah, let's talk Northside Bazaar, Saturday, 21st of October. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
And I think we're starting a little bit earlier this year. It's kicking off at midday, 12 noon.
Yeah.
Until about 7 p.m.
Midday till 7, yep.
And then people knock on into the Laird.
Of course, kick on afterwards, yeah.
There we go. Well, and I guess let's start there, because it's not at the Laird, just at the Laird anymore.
No.
So the event started, 2011, I suppose, but it even had precursors to it.
Yeah, there's a whole long history that sort of led to this being able to, I guess, happen. You want to know the full backstory?
Sure, give us a...
There's a guy called Tex McKenzie, some people may have heard of out there, well-known at Joy and Vac, and the Laird. Tex had already been doing events with us, with someone else, Paul Evans as well, as the No Attitude guys over the years from the 90s, like when fundraising was really required back then, for things like Austin... the AIDS ward at the Austin and all that sort of stuff. They did a lot of fundraising back then with things like Mooning, which is still going, that we've taken on with that one. But there's also Slave Auction, which sort of went by the wayside, that sort of back in the late 2009. And Tex just approached us one day and said a mate of his, David Adams, who's a regular at the Laird, had sort of said, you know, you need to get that sort of thing happening again, the community... It's about fundraising, but it's also just about getting people together. And okay, let's do an auction, and we can do, you know, people can donate leather as well. And you know, maybe we'll do a barbecue. And then, you know, we're sort of like, okay, cool, and let's do it for David Williams Fund. Yep. And then why not Jory as well? And it just sort of
took off from there.
Yeah, yeah.
And so in 2000, I guess 15 was the first year you took it to the street, and it took over the Collingwood Masonic Hall.
Because 2014 was, we couldn't fit any more people in. Yeah, it was
which
crazy.
Is great.
Yeah,
it's a great problem to have.
Yeah.
So I guess as a bit of a whip around, what you mentioned leather and treasure already, and so that's secondhand leather goods that are donated by the community?
Yeah, we've expanded that actually to be leather and treasure, and pre-loved goods, really. It could be... so it's a good bric-a-brac, the sort of stuff that you'd find at the good sort of street markets and things. It could be quality used clothing, yep. That sort of stuff. Maybe not smalls, good, you know, jeans, jackets, all that sort of stuff through to, you know, LPs.
And who manages that area?
Well, we've got Matrix Leather Group on board. We've had Vic Leather have helped us out in the past. There's always some great volunteers in the community who are there the day before, because we get so many people donating stuff. We get the volunteers coming in the day before, cleaning it all up and all that sort of thing, and pricing it all so that it's all there ready for sale the next day. So it's, yeah, there's always people willing to help out and do that.
And speaking of donations, that's not the only area that relies on donations. Of course, you have the auction house, which I guess is one of the major centerpieces.
Really, yeah, that's true. So the Leather and Treasure is much more of a the general public sort of donating things for us to sell on. And then the auction house is, people themselves can donate, but it's more of a businesses and things like that. Donating packages, experiences, items, all that sort of stuff to be auctioned off in the Masonic Hall, which is pretty much people like yourself, I believe, maybe. Quite a few people from Joy, some of the well-known names. I was going to say faces, but it's names from Joy.
Voices. There you go.
And
it's a pretty wide collection.
A few of our leather boys from the pub and stuff. Yeah,
you get some new leather stuff, but you get artwork, concert tickets, hotel stays, and things like that. It's the whole catastrophe.
Yeah, Kathy Griffin tickets. We've got Kathy Griffin tickets.
There you go.
Off.
It's very exciting.
So things like that. Yeah. So
are you still accepting donations for either of these two things?
Or both of them, absolutely. People can drop off if they want to donate things like for the auction house, and this is more sort of items of value to be sold in the big auction house. They can email us, call, or anything like that. Just go to the Northside website.
So northsidebazaar.com.
You don't have to just be, you can drop off it at Joy at Claremont Street. I'm sorry, VAC at Claremont Street. At Joy, but you can just bring them straight to the Laird pretty much any day after 11. Just ring the doorbell and we'll take donations. And that's also either the pre-loved goods for the leather and treasure, or the more sort of auction-y items like the hampers, gift packs, all that sort of stuff for the auction house.
And so the other zones that we're talking about, we talked about the auction house, but then we've got the Laird stage, and that usually has demonstrations more of like a kinky nature, I suppose.
Last year was the first time, so that's that was actually our last year was that was our new addition, I guess. Okay. Northside, well, when we first, our first event was very much, it was an auction house and the leather and treasure, and then the barbecue, which, those three things were Northside Bazaar. Yep. As soon as we expanded it into the street and into the hall, we're like, we've got more room, we can do more things. So then, yeah, more things came into it. So last year, there was two great things that we introduced, one being the Laird stage, which so that we got the auction house, which has its stage, but we wanted one where we could do a little bit more, interesting, fun sort of things. It's anything from drag shows, demos, BDSM, Dean R. Curie taking his pants off.
There was some poetry going on last year as well.
I may have missed that one.
I think there was some dance.
Interpretive?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty much basically we've just got blocks throughout the day, and people were sort of welcome to come along and sign up and, you know, donate their artistic time for it.
And so that was one addition.
Which means
year.
We couldn't guarantee quality because we're not paying anyone. So, so it's great. It's really diverse. Everything, like I said, from Dean doing some sort of weird speed trivia show to... Yeah, great drag, BDSM stuff, everything, yeah.
Yep. And then, of course, you were saying there was another edition last year as well.
To the Northside Bazaar? There certainly was. It was, I love saying it, Master Baker, which was a hit. It was amazing. It went really well. Basically, it was the idea of one of the people that we produce. Do I just say it's you, Cal?
Yeah, it was your idea, Cal.
That's right. We wanted to bring another element to Northside, and it was like, okay, let's maybe try and get some of the sporting teams in Melbourne involved. The easy option was sort of go, let's do them doing sporty stuff together, and that was like, that's too easy. And as you yourself came up with, was, you know, let's get them cooking, because it's, you know, it's sort of like an even playing field. So they all have to basically bake some goods. And it's a bit like Respect to the DTs sort of bake-off thing, which should be coming up soon too, actually. But yeah, each team bakes things and then they get judged on it by the public and judges as well, like Froggy and some other people. I think my mum might be judging this year as well.
Oh, fingers crossed,
eh? Yeah. And then a team won a really cheap trophy or something like that, and just cred. But it went off because we had the barista in there as well, and people just like... you know, all these great sweets and everything. It was really good. So.
Well, and with that in mind, you look, the whole event gets a really amazing community vibe. It is open to everybody, even though it has a bit of a kink sort of tilt to it. It is really open to anyone. Mm. Saturday, the 21st of October, starting at 12. If anyone wants details as well as donations, northsidebazaar.com.
Yep.
Brett, we'll see you there.
Yeah, thank you.
Run off your heels. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming on to Well here on Joy 94.9.
This is Well, presented by Joy sponsor VAC.
You are listening to Well, here on Joy 94.9, and we are talking about all things keeping people social and active as we migrate from the marriage equality debate and get on with life with some amazing community events, which a lot of we've already heard from already. So we talked to Matt Jowett from Toy to the World, which is kicking off this Wednesday, next Wednesday, the 11th of October. Then we talked to Renee, our very own Renee, about the Yes Party, which is coming up next weekend.
Yes. So
Friday the 13th. Ooh.
Spooky.
Yeah, there you go. And meanwhile, that will also be happening at the same time as the Ballaradians are going to be frolicking both this weekend and next weekend.
So getting down to Monster Mash.
That's right. and many other songs. But for that, you want to definitely be heading over to frolicfestival.org. And Toy to the World, I think, is much the same. You can look them up on Facebook and they've got a page right there. But as we said at the start of the show, this past weekend has really kicked things off in Melbourne.
Yeah, I mean... Grand final time is a huge time in Melbourne, unless there are no Melbourne teams involved.
And thankfully there was Richmond. I'm a Richmond supporter. I was very excited about it.
Yeah.
Even ventured after the game, ventured down to Swan Street and had a bit of a look. And I will give credit. I have actually, because in a previous life was a photojournalist, I've covered a lot of sporting teams winning.
Yep.
So in Pittsburgh, I saw when the Steelers won, and I actually photographed when the Boston Red Sox broke the 85-year curse that was set in place against the New York Yankees. And, you know, a lot of other sporting events get this sort of reputation for being sort of violent events, getting a little bit out of hand. And I went down to Swan Street, and it was awesome. Heaps of families, tons of people in really good moods. I was actually there with two other mates. We'd gone from DTs to that, and it was great. And it was, good.
I think that's kind of the nature of AFL in Melbourne, given that 9 out of the 18 teams in the AFL League are Victorian-based teams. It kind of means that you just go to the matches with people that you know who follow the other team.
Yep.
So it's not uncommon for your best mates to go for Collingwood, Richmond, totally. St Kilda, Melbourne. Like it's just normal. So it's a very, very family-oriented game. And the worst it seems to get is kind of throwing a little bit of shade at whoever goes for the other team. It's never...
And even then, on Saturday night, I saw people who were wearing Adelaide colors kind of coming through Swan Street, and people were saying, good on you guys, what a great team to go up against, and blah, blah, blah. And everybody was really cool about it. But that's not the only grand final that happened this weekend.
No, Melbourne had a double victory in that we also won the NRL grand final. Go Storm.
And relevant to the show, with regard to music, you know, one of our quality playlist songs came up. And Macklemore, of course, performed at the grand final, which had a bit of PR in the lead up with Tony Adamson.
Oh, God, was there much, much controversy.
So Insane Love in Australia has suddenly done... had a resurgence. It's really kind of phoenixed from the charts.
It's gone back up to number one in the iTunes charts, and it's actually also at 89 from being purchased from a different album.
Okay.
So it's... charting twice, and it's number one. And Macklemore has actually said that he's going to donate all the profits that he's made from it going back up to number one to Australian Marriage Equality,
which is amazing. And you know, of course, we were talking. I mentioned briefly there the Equality playlist, which will be continuing on even past the show as we carry on. So hashtag Equality Mixtape, and you can also check it out on the VAX Facebook page and Twitter as well, which you've been doing an amazing job on, Liam.
Oh, stop it.
And we will hear some more from Macklemore at the end of this. But also, a postal survey update, Liam. What's happening?
Yes. So apparently 77% of postal surveys have come back, which they estimate to mean around about 12 million of the 16 million eligible ones.
Okay, I have to ask. So who's saying 77%? Because I've heard a lot of percentage estimates now.
Yeah, this was a poll done by The Guardian, but it's believed that the ABS is about to release that information as well.
And that's what I've heard, is that we're actually on the eve of that coming out. I think I saw an article and I was briefly worried that it was going to be the results, like a rolling results thing, which I thought would just be a nightmare. But I think it's just a percentage of the actual surveys received.
Yes.
It's not the outcome of those surveys.
All right. But it means that by far the majority of people have sent theirs back, which means that engagement is high.
Yep.
Which means for, you know, better or worse, we have an energized community.
And I mean, let's face it, logistically, there's going to be a whole range of reasons. You're never going to get to 100%.
No.
I mean, there's going to be, you know, surveys that go missing, people that have gone on leave, people who they're just not going to connect.
People who changed address but forgot to update their details.
Exactly. Exactly. So there's going to, I think that's a 77% is an amazing turnout so far. And look, with that in mind, we are going to chat about this a little bit more before we wrap up for the week. But we do want to hear from you. Feel free to be going to facebook.com/vac.org.au and look for the Well, Well, Well post and let us know, what do you want to hear about in LGBTI health and well-being? And we're going to plan accordingly in those weeks ahead. This is Well, Well, Well here on Joy 94.9, and spring has sprung. We are encouraging everyone to get out there and get active, and we have been talking about all the ways you can do that. So yeah, there's been a heap of events that we've talked about. We talked about Toy to the World, which you can check out on Facebook. You could head to, if you look them up on Facebook, it's Toy the number 2 the World, or toytotheworldproject.com. We also talked about the Yes Party. We've talked about, which you can head to the VAC website, go vac.org.au. Head to their events calendar and you can find details on that. And that's coming up soon. Frolic Festival in Ballarat, if you want to get amongst the frolickers and the Ballaratians, which I'm loving it. I'm committing to it. I love the native name. Frolicfestival.org. And of course, Northside Bazaar, which is a huge event, both for Joy and for VAC and for Northside Bazaar and really the community in Melbourne. So northsidebazaar.com. But make sure you do note, Bazaar is spelled B-I-Z-A-R-R-E. It's a bit of a double entendre. And you can find them on Facebook as well.
And of course, links to all of these events will be on the Well 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 page on joy.org.au/wellwellwell. It's also where you'll be able to re-listen to this episode if you just loved it so much that you want to hear it again.
And you want to relive all of the other moments over this and many other episodes of Well Well Well.
So many moments.
And that was really, in this whole marriage equality series, kicked off with the marriage equality playlist, which we talked about before.
Yep.
But that will be carrying on even past the episodes. So hashtag equality mixtape.
Equality mixtape.
And how have people been reacting, Liam?
I think Sylvester's You Make Me Feel Mighty Real is still the one that got the most love.
Okay.
Which I guess is interesting. But I guess it plays to the older generation and those who watch RuPaul's Drag Race.
And it's been used in, like, it was used in, there was a couple movies recently where it's been part of the soundtrack as well, especially when they're like throwback movies.
Yeah.
It's a classic.
I think last week The Village People was a big one for people.
Yeah, fair enough.
I have to say I quite enjoyed throwing Katy Perry's Roar in there.
Great for the Tigers fans.
Great for the Tigers fans. I think it's been a very, very successful project. For anyone who's listened to any of the songs any of the times, I think it's been good.
And if you haven't, the concept is that you take 5 minutes out of your day amongst the stress that has been the marriage equality survey, and you just get lost in the music and you tune everything out. And that's, again, what inspired us for this time around, was get out. And even though, you know, we've had all this stuff and there's some great campaigning and there's way great advocacy work doing, it's definitely important to take time out and to get amongst your friends and, get out there, get active, be social, and get amongst it.
Yeah.
So, also, we want to hear from you. So, as of tonight, facebook.com/vac.org.au, look for this Well, Well, Well post, and we want to hear, what do you want to hear about? So, before the marriage equality series, we had just come back from a bit of a break. You know, we've talked about lesbian, bisexual, and queer women's health. We've talked about pre-exposure prophylaxis and HIV prevention, alcohol and other drugs. What do you want to hear about?
We did a wrap-up episode of AWOL, so it's not all about, health issues all the time.
We can talk about well-being from a left of center view of it, but we want to hear from you and we want to hear, what are those topics? So make sure you head online and let us know. We'll be covering them in the weeks ahead. I know World Mental Health Day is coming up, so it's very likely we'll hear some mental health stuff around the LGBTI community and not late enough. Because we've announced new services. I think there's the Victorian government has even put some additional services out there, and VAC is delivering some of those at the moment for those who need it. Again, head to vac.org.au for more info on that. And that's been our marriage equality series, Liam. It's been a lovely journey with you.
Oh, what a treat it has been.
And we have had so many great guests along the way. And I think a few of those people will probably invite back for some of those future episodes of Well, Well, Well.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you have it. Well, look, if you have missed any episode, like Liam said, joy.org.au/well, or look for us on podcast.
Yes, on the iTunes store.
There you go. And if you want to hear us next week, it's every Monday at 8 p.m. here on Joy 94.9. Liam, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Oh, it's just been fantastic,
Carol. And everyone listening, look after yourselves and stay well here on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.